It's Friday, January 15th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. One of the biggest lingering questions about the vaccines we have on deck right now is how long it bestows immunity on a person. Good news is that Moderna's CEO says that their vaccine should provide immunity for at least 1 year. They're also on track to deliver at least 600 million doses in 2021. Leo Rosenbaum, healthcare reporter at Forbes, joins us for this and another vaccine hitting phase 3 trials. Thanks for joining us, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wanted to talk a little bit about vaccines. The Moderna vaccine, we just found out that it could provide immunity from COVID-19 for at least a year after being vaccinated. That's one of the biggest questions that was rolling around, is how much immunity will we get from these vaccines once they're administered? Leah, tell us a little bit more about what we're learning in the Moderna vaccine.
So what we do know is that these vaccines are super safe and they're super effective. What we don't know exactly is how long immunity will last, like you mentioned. So the CEO of Moderna, Stéphane Bancel, did say this week that he thought immunity could last for a year. But it's kind of hard to know for sure because, you know, this virus has only been around for about a year.
Right.
So we don't have the data that says that, but he's making that hypothesis based on a lot of data, like the immune response to the vaccine, which is really strong. There are some things that we do know. There are some things that we don't know. There are some things that could change that 1 year guess. But, you know, that's the guess so far based on the evidence we have.
And it kind of goes in line with what a lot of experts had said, you know, even while we were still developing these vaccines, that this could be something like the flu shot, where every year you could get a booster shot. And we've seen new strains, new variants of coronavirus come out just recently. And with this mRNA technology that Moderna and Pfizer are using, they say that they can tweak those relatively easily. So if there's a new dominant strain that comes out by, you know, year's end or something, they can fix those. So that's the other side of this. You know, we could be seeing annual booster shots maybe.
The CEO of Moderna actually said that he does think that this virus is going to be around for a really long time, possibly forever. So that would mean that, you know, we might have annual booster shots like the flu, but for the COVID virus.
One of the other interesting things about Moderna specifically is that they were kind of a nobody before, and now they're this major player in the market. They never brought a product to market before. This is their first go at it, that something got approved. And obviously, they're providing a lot of these shots, you know, for free to the public. Let's say there's partnerships with the government that have paid for development, all that. Aside from that, they stand to make a lot of money from this vaccine.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're totally right that this is the first vaccine they've brought to market. So Moderna is about 10 years old. And the whole time they've been working on mRNA vaccine technology, and they've been developing vaccines for diseases like Zika virus and Ebola virus. But those have all been slower clinical trials. So they had the technology that they were already working on when COVID-19 broke out, and then they used that technology to make the COVID-19 vaccine and were one of the fastest to do it. You know, they do stand to make a lot of money. They announced this week that they have contracts that could be worth more than $11 billion with countries around the world for this vaccine. But at least in the U.S., we know that the vaccine is going to be free for American people.
And big things coming for Moderna. They said that they're going to start human trials for an HIV vaccine and other vaccines as well. So that's some great news, really.
Yeah, they work really closely with Dr. Anthony Fauci's group at the NIH. And that HIV vaccine is going to be done with Dr. Fauci's group as well. So they've been working really closely with the government this whole time, unlike Pfizer, which has been working more as a private company.
It's just great news to see that things are progressing and aren't slowing down. Another company that's developing a vaccine for coronavirus, it's called Novavax. And we got some news out of them also. They're going to be starting phase 3 trials in the U.S. pretty soon. Also, obviously important, we need as many vaccines as possible to, you know, hopefully get everybody a shot of these things. So tell us a little bit about what Novavax is doing, because their vaccine is different from the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines.
Yeah, so there are actually over 100 coronavirus vaccines in development, which, like you said, is super great. We have vaccines from Novavax that are in phase 3. We have vaccines from Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. Most of the major pharmaceutical companies are developing a vaccine, smaller biotechs as well, like Novavax. And it's a really fantastic, huge global effort. And I think it says something really great about the pharmaceutical industry, which I know gets a lot of flack sometimes, but right. they really all just banded together to try to tackle this as soon as possible. So like you said, Novavax has a slightly different vaccine. It does seem to have good efficacy so far, and we will be looking forward to their phase 3 trials to see how well it works.
Yeah, and some of their trials that have been going on were going on in South Africa, and I think they're going to do some stuff in the UK if they haven't already started. So their vaccine will potentially have a crack at that new variant that we've been hearing so much about. A lot of these vaccine makers are confident that the current status of the vaccine will hold up to those variants, but we'll be able to see some of that in phase 3 trials when Novavax starts testing theirs out.
Exactly. And I think the variant thing is really important. There's always the possibility of another variant mutating and becoming more dominant. And, you know, if there was the case that that happened and a vaccine was no longer effective, the good thing about the mRNA vaccines is they can be developed very quickly. And they've said that they'll be able to develop a vaccine against a new variant in about 6 weeks. However, the problem is getting everybody vaccinated again.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Right, like we've had a horrible vaccine rollout so far, to be honest. It doesn't sound great trying to get, you know, millions of people vaccinated again for a brand new strain. So in my opinion, that's why we need to try to get as many people vaccinated as soon as possible so that these new strains don't have time to mutate and develop and we don't have to go through this whole thing again.
Leah Rosenbaum, healthcare reporter at Forbes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.